This is my tithing testimony. It's by God's grace, little to none of this that I have control over. I did nothing to be born into a family that tithed, and I did nothing to be blessed with incredible parents who taught my sisters and I how to not only tithe, but to handle our finances as managers, not owners, because it was actually all God's in the first place. When we were little on Sunday mornings, we were given 10 dimes as our week's earnings. We learned to earn money, to work for it, because work is a good thing God established before sin entered the world. The reason we got 10 dimes was to teach us that one we gave back to God. The other nine we were in charge of managing. We were taught the options of the other nine: thoughtful spending rooted in contentment, giving more if we felt we should, and then saving some, because in a wise man's house are stores of choice food and oil, but a fool devours all he has. That's in Proverbs 21. As we grew up and started earning hourly wages working on the farm or getting checks selling lambs and calves, the dollar amounts got larger. But by God's grace, tithing was a habit, standard, even blessing that I never questioned, because I can remember seeing the dimes and how God asked for the one and still entrusted me with the other nine. As an adult now, Jake and I strive to work quietly to earn our own living, like it says in 2 Thessalonians 3. Then when God shows us needs around us, we don't have to go ask someone else to help. We're free to give outrageously because we have multiplied what God entrusted us with, like it talks about in the parable of the talents. Money management is all about delayed gratification, and heaven's rewards are the ultimate delayed gratification. I know when I get to heaven, I'm not going to stand around wishing I hadn't sent money to that missionary or bought that single mom or groceries or sponsored that kid in a third world country. I'm going to wish I had invested more of my money in the eternally significant things so that more people were there. Sure as Jesus coming back, I'm going to put my money on that.